2013 was a good year for Go Local, says co-manager Terry Garrett.
Our total sales were around $1.8 million through the system, which was $1 million increase over the previous year.
Contributing significantly to that, he adds, was their new partnership with Community First Credit Union.
If you're a debit card holder with Community First Credit Union, you can actually use your Community First Credit Union debit card as a rewards card. You don't need to get a local card. You can just use that, and it functions just like a rewards card at point of sale. So now that that's in place, this year we're really going to push it. We expect to do about $4 to $5 million in sales.
So one big focus now will be letting all those credit union members know this, which is part of the larger Go Local campaign to increase awareness and use of their rewards card program. To explain how that works, Garrett offers a comparison to airlines' frequent flyer miles.
You earn rewards, airline credits, when you fly, and then you cash those in. This system works the same way, except on a local level. If I visit a place and make a purchase, they give me a rebate of Go Local bucks back onto my card account. And then I can either spend those Go Local bucks with that business on my next purchase, or I can go to another business in the network and spend it with them and earn more.
For a business person, such as Julie Kawahara, owner of Kindred, a fair trade import shop in downtown Santa Rosa, that's one of several benefits in Go Local membership.
It's win-win-win. It's a philosophy of support and enhance the local economy by keeping local dollars spent in the local context is a wonderful proposition. And then when they started having the rewards card, then the customers were able to benefit directly. So that was a win-win. And then as a business owner, to have my customers consistently come back and be loyal to our business is a win for me. It's a great proposition. It's hard to say no to.
Currently, there are between 6 and 8,000 active card users, Garrett estimates, and around 340 local businesses that honor the card in one of two ways.
There's electronic processing where you swipe your card, and then that records your data, and you are then able to use that in subsequent purchases. There are merchants that honor the card through just show it to them. All you have to do is just flash your card, and they'll give you a discount.
Another goal for this year is to greatly increase the number of outlets using the electronic Go Local processing, which, Garrett notes, then offers them detailed analytics on their Go Local customers.
For example, we know that for Community Market, about 25% of all the purchases there are with cardholders that did not originate as their customer. That helps Community Market then identify who are businesses that are somewhat related to them where they share customer pools.
But for consumers, such as Greg Todd of Santa Rosa, it's a lot easier to simply track the benefits of using the Go Local card.
I go out to lunch every day in the downtown area near my office. So I use it primarily in local restaurants. It results in real savings, especially if you go eat sushi a lot.
Reporting locally, I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.